Blog Talk Radio.
Make you moan, wanna be the hospital bed that you lay on, wanna be the guard that you
feel when you pray on this nation. The type to get the hyper calm. I've been on kill something. Rap cats is real front and fuck you legs. Cop back, put his brains on the pave. Nigga, how about that? You close range with the gauge, you get paid. First rapper to shoot off stage. Turn the front page. The next day, my life is like a book. A 24-hour song without no hook. Millennium thug. Computer chips up in my slug. Turn corners when you turn corners. Know who to plug. Thugs around me outside. It's Roddy outside. Better slide before you get bodied outside.
Oh, y'all niggas killers now. Oh, catch you coming out your fucking crib, nigga. Catch a fucking bullet, nigga.
Six man.
Hey, yo, I break bread, spread, $100 bills, peel on the cotties, another four wheels, write a book full of medicine and generate mills, tour the album, only for more sales, we used to catch those on the block with krills, now it's paid shows. Promoters post up bills, sign deals only if the math is real. If we can't match numbers, then you can't have the head nigga in charge of shit. Live nigga rhymes artist, pardon. P Dub shines regardless, remorseless. Haunt niggas like poltergeist. My advice for get like that, to think twice before you move on it. Put jewels on it, who want it? Loose niggas make the news when we start forming. Snatch strikes off a nigga's uniforms often. Doing it bad to delf, your way out the jurisdiction. Why niggas bullshit? Shit on the grill. I don't fuck around, Dunny. It's most real. I keep it though, nigga. Yo, let me back up for him. Let me back up. Go, go.
For the mother niggas, though. You know what I'm saying? I got my clique ready. Ready for hand-to-hand combo. Pawns break him down. Rapping on, cut his throat. Don't scoop him up, all got it, stomp him out. East twin, grab her arm, pick the slinger up. Nitty turn his face to me and let me wake him up. I throw him up against the wall and put a hole in his face so big it almost took his whole face off. We got the same position, ready for face off. We blitz like Dallas in the Super Bowl face off. Perform like niggas in the yard up north. With long swords, ready for war, who paid costs. They're taking life loss, never found again, boss. A job well done, relax, go back, fist up with Cardi Lyman. 50s and half get lit. Fucking with the fabulous mob, yeah, you were sick. Lunatic, nigga, jump off a guy hit. Whip, max, attack, and silences spit. Shots with passion, earlobe, shit. That's the sound of a nigga, almost felt it. Got you running, dodging, covering, sheltering. Bullets ripping through the fabric of your shirt is melting and you bleed again. You just another nigga dealt with. Shooter alert. A house is nothing like the covenant. We hold big shit like a bitch, hold one in the
up. It ain't drama. Money above broke bitches, simple minded niggas. Alpha, havoc position. That's opposition. Wetting me, call position suddenly and out of the blue. And now I see, find myself by myself and rolling mad trees. Paranoid on point. And now I see who's who. This thing was fake one, out of the immediate crew. Life I take one, if you jeopardize my dude, you small minute. Got a deck to deal with acres up. You overbid it, and in the bridge you got stuck. This ain't a car game, but in perspective it's the same. Pursuing two together, mob deep for one name. It's same drama, make out break. We order drama, we outtake. They take you out, keep it real and throw the fake out. Raise the stakes up, hit you up, run the waist up. It's how it is, and how it is kinda fucked up. But a beast banging, got the whole clique singing. On the corner while it's ringing, 4 pounds left your ears ringing. Delete those and keep my shit discreet. Niggas is trash rhyme, totally off beat. And out of sync with they life, E and J been tight. Niggas slow your roll, you speeding. Now you bleeding tonight, for no reason. Wanna be Max and Doug, get smacked. Show no love, crush your team like a bear hug. The infamous to do dirt, that is smear like mud. New York, New Guinea, Queenside, still no pity, no remorse. Taking it to the source, of course. Bear that ass thug, real kid, it's only your mask. That you wear, take off, cop out, fill the blast. Wound on top of wound, gas or gas. And all the rules got to drop on you. And let the nickel nine pop on you. Yo, my crew in the front got it locked. My live niggas in the back got the gas blowing out of your back. What the deal with them tough looks and eye contact? Staring all up in your cornea lack. The look of a true to life prime niggas attack. Go at the first nigga the front and overreact. You get dealt with quick.
Opposition get melted, but hot shit he felt it. You get dealt with quick. Opposition get melted, but hot shit he felt it.
Six man,
radio, radio, radio.
Opposition get melted.
Brought Drake to me, even bought the nigga Kanye for me. Blessed, but the nigga shot big, made a nigga feel ashamed of the city where he live. Make a nigga hate the logo on the Dodger cap. Thinking back to that Beamer, wish my nigga pop was strapped. But I'm dreaming Las Vegas Boulevard, a Phoenix Sun, bullet scar. Everybody king of diamonds till the feds pull their car. Not the deck though. Hip hop was better off when it was just Drake, Starface, the Esco. Memoirs of the gold chain. It's a cold game, nigga Johnny Coltrane.
Yeah, this is Uncle Ralph, Ralph McDaniels, hanging out with Six Man Radio. You know what it is, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B, and this is the way we do it. Don't go nowhere.
Six Man Radio.
Tell him pray for me. It was God that brought Drake to me. Even bought the nigga Kanye for me. Blessed. But the nigga shot big, made a nigga feel ashamed of the city where he live. Make a nigga hate the logo on the Dodger cap. Thinking back to that Beamer, wish my nigga pop was strapped. But I'm dreaming Las Vegas Boulevard, a Phoenix Sun, bullet scar. Everybody king of diamonds till the feds pull their car. Not the deck though. Hip hop was better off when it was just Drake, Starface, the Esco. Memoirs of the gold chain. It's a cold game, nigga Johnny Coltrane. Black Versace's with the gold frame. Niggas said he sold cane, that's a bold claim. 14 had a brain that could throw flames. So strange, had to blow their mind. Cobain. Mama forgive me cause I'm trying to make a living, huh? The niggas hating cause that Rose fan I'm killing, huh? Niggas shining like they hanging from the ceiling, huh? Me and Ye killing.
Something like my GDP.
Lord willing, Lord willing. I see a billion, so then I let my nuts hang.
Something like my GDP.
Throw them suicide doors up and let that Holy Ghost swing.
Something like my GDP.
Yeah. Gav Love. Brown Sugar. About to set it like, yeah, y'all. Just my mic so I can touch it up right quick. Show me how Brooklyn do, you know what I mean? listen, yo, let's start it up. Let's get it flowing. Let's make a move. Let's get it going. I know it's feeling like everything you want, don't it? And you've been waiting your whole life for one moment. Well, baby, here it is. You better step to it. I know you're ready, right? Then, baby, let's do it. Move your neck to it. Put your arms and legs next to it. Then put whatever else is left to it. See, you're all in. Now you're about to rock them. Got your focus, man. Now they got a problem. Who you talking to? Son right there. The man in the mirror. I see him quite clear. Do your thing, Cap. Work it out, dog. Open up their minds. Be about yours. Silence everyone who ever tried to doubt yours. Get your mind right. Keep your sound raw. Heavy bass, man. Make it bounce more. Make them feel it from the ceiling to the ground floor. How it sound, y'all. I know it's crazy, right? I know it's crazy tight. Don't ever take me light. It's Cap Love, y'all. And that's what's up, y'all. I beat game. I know exactly what you want, y'all. I make it jump, y'all. So put them up, y'all. Brown Sugar Brooklyn is about to jump off.
You got to give it to me. You need to give it to me. You better give it to me. Give it to me.
Brown Sugar, leave the ground shook up. Got the world sweating like fleas without cook up.
You know you really wanna
give it to me. You better give it to me. You got to
give it to me. Give it
Brown Sugar.
Sick man.
Low ass.
I call her my lumsy cause she get me fly. I call her my lumsy cause she diamond high. I call her my lumsy cause she caught my eye. I call her my lumsy, lumsy, lumsy lie.
Oh my God,
Betty, Betty. Betty Moore, Betty.
Alright, now here we go.
Betty, Betty. Betty Moore, Betty. Walkways, bungalows of Baton Rouge. Latin quarter water on a Staten City cruise. We toasting. Wilson's debonair. Slippery when wet, fish necks in the air. Expensive cigar smokers in the room. Rocks in the bow tie, then we sipping my tie. I lumsy, lumsy, lumsy. That glare in your eye is making me wonder.
The tips on bang, she call me John Wayne. I do it like Tango, hoping Lucas won't bang. Now my brain's telling me the razor. I easily smoke tomorrow's day every time. A reminder, I'm diamond design rhymer. All gigs of memory, hickory on smoke. On a smoky rug, robbing him. The crook shall begin in Shanghai. Sprints go to high.
I call her my lumsy cause she get me fly. I call her my lumsy cause she diamond high. I call her my lumsy cause she caught my eye. I call her my lumsy, lumsy, lumsy lie.
Oh my God,
everybody. Betty, Betty. Betty Moore, Betty. Betty, Betty, Betty Moore, Betty. Finally, 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 we are now here. Double B silicone falling out of your brassiere. This is that, Johnny Brasco on Boardwalk. Bring the gas fresh, hit the boogie fast and slide. Talk, practice sidewalk with the Amazon lean. Manolo's on the hills with the leopard lace strings. Me, myself, and I keep the nickel flicky. Dazzle and distress, so we drizzle and drizzy.
Get the game, get the money, Gestapo. Stop the bank, start sending. Time to Stargate, Broadway. Race out the runway, tuxedo on runway. East Saint Laurent is the Bronx like Caesar. All diva eager to please me either way, but either way I'm good on a getaway. Fade away, shot straight, cash. I'm Jabbar, hooking four hookers, love to dig the dead.
It's funny how money changes situations. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble you. It's funny how money changes situations. Miscommunication lead to complication. My emancipation don't fit your equation. I was on the humble, you on every station. John Juan, break up, I ran like she done. But remember not to game the one of the sun. Everything you did has already been done. I know all the tricks from bricks to kingdom. My kingdom, major kingdom, one run. To understand El Boogie, not violent. But if a thing tests me, run to me gun. Beyond take a threat to me, no one son. El been this way since creation. A groupie call you far from temptation. Now you on ball over. My image in the conversation. Who you gonna scrimmage like you the champion? You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. bodies and repent. Can't slip talk on the day of judgment. The movement similar to a serpent. Try to play straight, how your whole style been? Consequences, no coincidence. Hypocrites always want to play in the sand. Always want to take it to the full-out extent. Always want to make it seem like good intent. Never want to face it when it's time for punishment. I know you don't want to hear my opinion. Then how many paths in your mind choose one? And if you don't change, then the rain soon comes. So you might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just lost one. You might win some, but you just won one.
Stepped on the scene, now I mean, beat the scene, jacuzzi full of women, she hitting me and him. him and him, much love like Wimbledon. Watch the screaming killer. I'm overseas in my villa. My mama suits nothing killer. Plain switch the plan, cop the Lexus land. See gutter, Rockefeller, 400s and better. Lucy's push threes with five in his eyes. Knock a knock, go cry, but Mary Blige. I die for my back to steal. Chicken heads with sex appeal. Reveal sexual acts to pick a pose act. The chocolate dime, watch the mafia shine. Girls, get your own, can't touch a dime of mine.
And if you don't stop, then we won't stop. Continuous leader. You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the world. So don't test me. You better move over. You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the world. So don't test me. You better move over.
Big mama. In Tijuana, some call me Donna, Karen or Armani, gas for the Panani, for brown nose crushes, cat killing lovers, ignorant mother. Drop a Benz on Miata, this honey's got her, sweet pinata, six shots. Luther Kim, the black, Erica Kane, and who remains in Chanel frames and animals of all kinds. Russian Fendi safes, we match your pool tapes. We the late
mafia.
Admire in my shoes by Gucci, I be eating sushi, playing with my. Counting loot. I got banks to rob, converted to stars. I'm married to the mob.
And if you don't stop, then we won't stop. Continuously to get
money.
You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the world. So don't test me.
Get money.
You better move over.
Get money.
You can be as good as the best of them, but as bad as the world. So don't test me.
Get money.
You better move over. Frank White, the desperado, used to rock the all black Mavado, the all black El Dorado, all that and a bottle of Dom P. Can't harm me, I keep the army. It's Brooklyn in the house. Without a doubt, I'm the rapper with clout. Everybody yap about, check it out. Guns, I bust them. Problems with my wife, don't discuss them. Coops and Lear jets, I lust them. Fingerprints, I dust them. Recent address.
What?
Sucky for your stash in your pissy mattress. Your mom's an actress, didn't want to show me the safe. It's okay, she was old anyway, I display. Hot 97, rhyme ready. Cop Mac 11, line steady. Like Tevin Campbell, I'm ready to do what I do continuously.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is your boy Special Ed, the youngest in charge, and we got it made. Yao Ming, and right now y'all tuning to Six Man Radio, your place for adult contemporary hip hop.
By clinical tests, because some couldn't come to believe I was the best, so they tested me. And now they in the clinic, they almost arrested me because I did it. But I didn't mean to do it, but you had to mess with me. And then you blew it, now you got to chew it and swallow it all. I guess that's the way that you bounce the ball, or something like that. My mother always told me, your mother always told me, baby homie, don't get mad because you don't get cheese, and I get extra cheese like pizza. You can't keep your girl because you can't please her. But let's get back to the fact that.
Hip-hop.
And R&B.
Six Man
Radio.
Radio.
Radio. Radio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Six Man Radio. The home of adult contemporary hip hop, man, grown and sexy, sexy, all beat that you love. Live up. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas Cage, Long Love, co host Nick D. Michelle. What up,
what
Nate?
Up, D? What up, everybody? It's Super Bowl weekend.
Woo! Yeah, it is. It is. Word up. What y'all doing? What you doing for the you know, occasion?
Not going to do much, you know. Broil some chicken wings, invite some couple people over, watch the game. You know what I mean? I'm chilling. Chill. I ain't going to go too crazy. You know? Who you got?
Yeah, I'll probably do the same thing. You know, keep it light. You know.
Keep it light, you know. Celebrate
keep
it.
Light. You
who
know.
You got? Who you got in it?
49ers, man. 49ers, yo, listen.
Right.
49ers, they never lost the Super Bowl. Anytime they went, they never lost.
So you're basing it off of that?
Yeah, something like that.
That's it?
Yeah, it's just the averages. It's the odds. You know what I'm saying?
All right, all right. You know, a former guest of ours, Pete Rock, was on ESPN this week. Making
right?
his Super Bowl pick.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was crazy. I was like,
who said?
Well, he went with, he got his heart on the Ravens, but he was like, yo, the 49ers is going to give some problems. That defensive line is going to give the offensive line a little trouble.
I'm afraid
you know,
so. I'm
afraid so.
Yeah. They're going to come out.
Yeah.
They're going to come out. And on top of that, fuck that, man. NFC, baby. We got to stay. We got to keep it NFC, baby. My Giants ain't get in there, so you know,
so
fuck
that.
It. And then, right. and then, if I'm a root for any AFC team, it's gonna be our son, the Patriots, because
oh.
that's the Giants' son.
Oh,
those
I
are
see.
Our sons. You know.
I didn't know that. I didn't know
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, they know that though. Every time we meet them in the Super Bowl, we whoop their ass like they never want to see us.
That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Right. You know. But if you're on another note, tonight, on tonight's show, man, we got a West Coast legend in the building. Not only a West Coast legend in the hip-hop field, you know, in the classic movie, too, man. Like, everybody see Menace to Society. Everybody knows who AWACS is in Menace to Society.
That's right.
Ladies and gentlemen, tonight on the show, we got MC 8 in the building, man.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He's in the building, yo.
We are starting off Black History Month with a bang.
Yeah.
The West Coast.
Yeah. We're going crazy, man. We got Dub C coming up. We got DJ Jam coming up. He talked about the 20 year of the Chronic and all that. Yo, it's good. Oh, God. Crazy. Off the hook. So, Nate, what's been going on this week, though?
Well, I don't know if you caught it, but earlier this week, it was the talk of all of media, Miss Beyonce Knowles Dash Carter held a conference. She held a little media stunt, and
right.
she decided, you know what, I'm going to sing the national anthem live for y'all bitches. I'm gonna shut y'all the fuck up. I'm sick of y'all talking about me, disrespecting me. After I fell down a flight of stairs in 6-inch stilettos, got back up and picked a place and sang. Y'all niggas was scaring me. Check this shit out. You know what I mean? But you know, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. I don't think I would have did that. I've been like, y'all niggas wanna talk about me? I don't give a fuck. I'm getting paid, bitch. Fuck y'all, you know? But I guess she's like, I got something to prove, you know? I don't know.
I'll tell
you
one thing. I bet you any amount of money she'll never do that shit ever again, though.
You mean that, yeah, or that lip, that, let the track play, the lip sync shit?
Ever again.
Nah, she ain't never gonna do it again.
Never.
And I don't think anybody will do it. I think
word.
People will be scared to
nah,
do it.
Nah, niggas
again.
Are still gonna do it, but I'm just saying, like, certain caliber people,
yeah,
they just
yeah.
not gonna do it. They just can't.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, come on, man. We're in a climate, but we're in a climate where 90% of the entertainers are whack. If you
yeah.
are a dope, if you are deemed and stamped a dope entertainer, you have to do that at all times.
Yeah,
that's just me. You know what I'm saying? As a
oh,
fan.
You're right. Yeah,
you know.
You're right. And I didn't think. I mean, you know, I can understand what she was saying, but you know, 2 weeks before the Super Bowl and. I didn't
right.
think one song you could do out one song. You know, it was like maybe 25, 26 degrees. I think I would have been able to get through it.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't
exactly.
know.
Exactly.
I don't know. You know?
Exactly.
But,
and
but
the record ain't even that long. It's fucking American. It's the fucking national anthem.
Yeah.
The shit ain't
you know?
That long, man.
It's not. You know, I don't know. Yeah. Whatever, though. That was that. But I thought that was just... hilarious, like
yeah.
he just held this press conference just to shut you up. Wow,
yeah,
that's pretty crazy. Other than that, you know what I'm saying? Right. I mean, I was just a little baffled by that shit. Like, word,
yeah,
you gonna hold your own press conference just for that shit?
Yeah,
okay, whatever you say. It is
fuck
what it,
it
is, you know.
Fuck it. Yo, and yo, I also want to tell y'all, too, man, starting next week, we have locked and ready to go our new host. You know, we got two new shows that's ready to go, man. They done with their training. They did their test shows and all that. You know what I'm saying? So, Monday nights, The Race.
Yeah.
And then Thursday nights, along with Woodshop on Thursday night. So we got two shows on Thursday nights, y'all. You know what I'm saying? So on Thursday night, it's Grown Man Gaming. So y'all make sure y'all check that out. Y'all into the gaming, you know, video game community and stuff like that. Check them out.
Right. That's a
Six
really
Man
dope.
Radio. Yeah,
we are
yeah.
expanding, getting bigger
nigga.
And bigger.
Nigga, 2013, nigga.
That's crazy. Yo, did you hear about Rick Ross and the drive-by shooting?
Yeah, man. Damn, man.
Trying to kill homie.
Yo, I'm sorry to say, they gonna get him too. They not playing. They
yeah.
not playing, man. They gonna get him, and it's unfortunate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
it's unfortunate,
man.
Yo. You know that now. He, you know, and 50 was making fun of it and shit. But 50 said he thinks that it stays because he said there wasn't no bullet holes in the car.
Oh.
You know? Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. So. I don't know.
I don't know. I mean, if you're staging that, you're just welcoming. You're welcoming bad luck into your life anyway. You know, it's like, oh, they didn't get them. Let's make
yeah.
sure we do. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah.
Kind of a little suspect to me.
Yeah, crazy.
Real suspect.
But, you know, all I do know is that the GDs, they making videos from all over the country, different chapters,
yeah.
saying that they're gonna get at them. You know what I'm saying? All I'm gonna say, God bless. You know what I'm saying? Hold your head out there. It's serious. Them boys ain't playing.
Yeah.
You know?
It's not a game. It's really not. I mean, you should watch it. And I guess, you know, you just reap what you sow. This whole situation is just turning it on him. You know, the whole Rick Ross, the name, the acting like you know, somebody you're not. And, man,
right.
I don't know. Now watch yourself, Rick.
Yeah.
Hold your head up or hold it down, you know.
Yeah.
Either one.
Yeah. Yeah, man. Do something.
Come on
y'all.
The show and talk about it if you want to.
Come yeah, man. Yeah, come on the show, Rick. Come on, Rick.
Yeah.
Come on the show, Rick.
Yeah.
Yo, I want to give a shout out, too, to my niggas Timmy Guns and Lab and my nigga XL the Kid, too, man. I want to give
yeah.
a shout out to them, and I want to give a shout out to Blog Talk Radio, man. Shout to John, shout to Amy, shout to Cynthia, shout to Blog Talk, And shout to all the new changes that's on the front, man. We feeling that.
Yeah, it's dope.
It looks good, man.
Mm-hmm.
We like what y'all doing, man.
I'm just really happy to be part of this, you know. Excited to go with Live Talk. You're doing good job for us. Saluting y'all.
Word up. So you know what? What we gonna do? Let's go into the eight interview, man.
All right, let's go.
Go into the eight interview and come back with some more music after that and shit. You know what I'm saying? Six Man Radio, B. We ain't playing no games out here, yo.
That's right.
Shit.
Don't be a mark.
Ass Buster.
A.K.A. Sucker.
Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad Seed, A.K.A. Nicholas Cage, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
What up, Seed? Aw, man, I'm mad excited about tonight's guest.
Yeah, off the hook. Listen, I want everybody to know, man, me and Nadine, we born and raised in Brooklyn, in New York, you know what I mean? I had the opportunity to grow up in Dayton, Ohio. I did a couple of years of high school in Dayton, Ohio, and I was exposed to West Coast hip-hop out there. I had the opportunity for my peoples to let me hear the music from out there in the West Coast. Fam, I heard this group called Compton's Most Wanted. I remember hearing Duck Sit, Late Night Hype. Hood took me on all that. It was crazy. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce to y'all the front man of this clique, MC8. What's cracking, cuz?
Yeah, what's cracking, people?
Yes, sir. How are you, man? Yo, it's an honor to have you on the show, brother. It's an honor. Thank you, first and foremost.
It's all good, people. You know, it's trying to connect, you know what I'm saying? So whatever is good, it's good.
Yes, sir. So, yo, let's take it back to the beginning, man, with the Compton's Most Wanted thing. Like I said, man, it was high school. I remember, when the first joint came out. And I remember my people was letting me hear it. And I was like, yo, what is this? The production, was it unknown? Unknown was doing the production for y'all. And, wow, I remember the samples and the... It was kind of different from the G-Funk sound that ended up coming later. What was the West Coast sound? Can you define the West Coast sound, like, in like, three words?
Man, West Coast sound was, like, I guess you could say G-Funk sound, but we never, as far as Compton's Most Wanted back then... We never patterned ourselves after the typical sound. So while everybody was doing G-Funk music or, you know, whatever, we was doing different, you know. We was just musical. We, you know, we found records, you know. We went to stuff like the Meters and jazz records and stuff like that, man. You know, Slip did most of our production, and he was a DJ himself. So he used to collect just records, man. You know, he was one of them cats, one of them digging in the crate cats. So
yeah. And it was crazy because it was consistent. Every time we turned around, y'all came with a banger. Like the albums were back to back. I think every artist, everybody pretty much was on top of their game during that time. Would you agree, Hey? Because everybody was coming
with
heat. And then, man, like, yo, it was heat. And then their next album was more heat and more heat. More heat from both coasts, though. Both coasts.
I mean, yeah, if you look at, you know, who back then, you know, if you look at Ice-T and myself and Easy and Cube and... And you had like Snoop, and then if you even go further back, you know, that we just basically, we did hood music is what you want to call it. So we was consistent with it because it was always something new that was going on in the neighborhoods or as far as just being in that type of situation was concerned. So It's like brothers was getting better every year, crafting their music when that time was around for us, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So how'd you link up with for the Menace Society joint, though? You know what I mean? Because that record there, Jesus. You know what I'm saying?
I had my first album out, which was, it was a Compton thing, and then, you know, the single, One Time Down for the Month or whatever, and then I had did the Boys in the Hood thing for with Cube and John Singleton. I had did Growing Up in the Hood, so from doing that, and just basically, you know, videos I had out, I had a few videos out, what have you. And then the Hughes brothers, basically, they grew up in Pomona, what have you, went to school, whatever. So, basically, them just being local brothers from the West Coast and being local from one of the neighborhoods, they knew of, you know, 8 times this Most Wanted. So, they somehow got in contact with my peoples and let me know they were shooting a movie. At first, it was just like, you know, it was letting them know that I thought was going to be. You know, because you know you coming from where I come from, nigga call you up and tell you they want you to do some shit or whatever, or when he talking some shit like that, a movie or whatever, you like, yeah, whatever. So, but they called my peoples, I went in and read for them, and then they called me back a week later, and then next thing you know, they was like, shit, we want you to be in the movie. So, you know, I looked at it as an experience, you know, to bring some realness to people who were still confused about what was going on in our area.
Yeah.
At that time, you know, when they called you to be in the movie, how did you feel about that? Like, were you like, man, I ain't doing that, you know, because I know you are like a pioneer, original OG, you know, so what did you think about that?
I mean, actually, from seeing Boys in the Hood and then seeing Colors and then South Central and stuff like that, I just assumed that it would be one of those type of movies and that it wouldn't put me in no situation where I'd be playing no funny business or no stupid character. So called and said I got the part. I was like, okay, you know, I didn't really think too much of it because I didn't know the extent of what Menace would become. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I just looked at it like, hey, you know, I'm gonna go out here. I had hung out on the set of Boys in the Hood with JD, my man from the Lynch Mob. So I used to hang out on the set with them every day. That's how I ended up getting the song Growing Up in the Hood on the soundtrack, because I had bumped into John Singleton. So I'd been on the set hanging, so I really didn't look at it. To me, it was like doing a video shoot. Got some people out there, we hanging, kicking it, doing what we got to do. But then as the movie got to filming and I got to reading the script and going to the rehearsals and seeing all the extent that was being put into it, I kind of figured it was going to do something big as far as where I needed to go as far as my career and as far as just showing what was going on in L.A. as far as, you know, the situation of the gangs and what happened.
Yeah, because everybody know AWAC. Everybody.
Right, you know, it's a classic movie. You know, I can't even doubt it. I still try to downplay it a little bit because, you know, whatever it is, you know, but, you know, I watched the movie. It's a good movie. It was a good project to be in.
Yeah.
Because the classic line that everybody know, man, is when they in the car, my favorite scene, when y'all in the car and Kane is thinking about riding for Harold. He's thinking about it. You know what I'm saying? They arguing. And A-Rack tell him, both y'all niggas shut the fuck up. Give me my joint.
It, you just put real in. You got to put some real into it. That's all. So I do, you know.
That was another thing about doing the part.
It was just like, man, you ain't got to read off the script or nothing like that. You know, if you feel you need to do something that's. So I got to ad-lib a lot, and I got to put my own little 2 cents into a lot of the part, a lot of the character. So it was all good.
Right. And then it transitioned, you did the Thicker Than Water joint, which is also, that's one of my favorites, bro. Like, and it was it's wild because it was, I don't want to say it slept on, but I don't really. Yo, y'all need to check out Thicker Than Water, the joint with Mac 10 and Fat Joe and MC8. Yo, that was crazy. As a matter of fact, I feel like watching that shit. You know what I'm saying? I see it.
Thicker Than Water was a good project. I don't, you know, because it was like on the record sale, you know, Mac 10, whatever. I don't think it was too much promotion put behind it as far as Menace being a straight up, you know, in theater flick or Boys in the Hood or Colors or whatever, you know. So I think because it was on the rap scale of like a Master P movie or something like that when he first started, it didn't get as much exposure as it should have. But it was a cool movie to be in.
Yeah, yeah,
we regarded as one of the classics. So, you know, I mean, he definitely commends you for doing movies. And what I like about yourself is that you didn't compromise who you are as a person, who you are originally. Like, you did not sell out, basically. You know what I mean? Just because somebody's coming at you and like, oh, you did a movie role, blah, blah, blah. You played yourself to the T. And there was no pretending about it, which is what I love about you as an artist. Like, there's no sellout. You speak to exactly who you are. There's nothing that's changed about you. Do people still come to you and still want you to be, like, something different? Have people ever approached you and asked you to be, like, can you do this kind of role instead? And, you know, have that.
Yeah, I think that's why I stopped doing, you know, I stopped getting asked to do stuff, because then I think once Menace came out, and then I did a couple of little auditions or whatever, but everything was on some old funny shit, you know. And I'm like, I get it, but then, you know, I don't want to be depicted as that. I don't want to lose my integrity as an artist and what I'm trying to represent. So I just was like, you know, I'm not no actor. You know what I'm saying? If you don't want me to do something, at least put it on a line to where I can accept it, and my fans or the people I know that it's about some realism. You know, because I'm not no comedian. I don't want to be depicted as somebody that's a clown. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, we got people that do that. We got a lot. Big ups to all the comedians. You know what I'm saying? I like to laugh, but.
Yeah.
I don't want to, you know, from what I represent and what I'm trying to do, you know, we got other brothers to take that role as the comedians. And like I said, it ain't nothing wrong with a good laugh, because I like laughing all day at some shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yo, hey, man, I heard a rumor that you are working on a project with the almighty DJ Premier. Is this confirmed or denied?
I know, this is definitely me and Premier. I've been knowing Premier, man, for like 20 years. Me and Premier met back, man. Premier did our first major concert together. Then when my project came out and Game Starts Manifest and they record came out, we used to basically do a lot of, well, back in that day, record companies used to send you on promotional tours. You right. We would bump into each other all over the country, whether it was in Texas or Chicago or, you know, wherever. So, and then we start getting a lot of gigs together. So we just built a long-time friendship. And I've been going for me for a long time. So basically, when I just started working, I just started sending for me songs. Because basically, he sent me, he had an artist, Black Poet. They was breaking out his little label, Year Round Records, from years later. So they put out Black Poet's album, you know, just to do some stuff, you know, whatever. So Premier had called me and asked me to get on the remix. So, you know, that was a given. So we did the remix. They came out here. We shot a little video. So I slid Premier a CD of some stuff I have been working on. So by the time he got back to New York, he was like, yeah, man, this stuff is cracking, you know, got some more. So I started sending him more and more and more. And then, you know, over 2 years, man, he's just been working and working and working. So we decided to drop this EP that I got out now called Keep It Hood. We dropped a couple of singles, you know, we got the Rain Out, Blue Stamp, that's basically just a prelude to keep everybody tied over until we finished up the actual album, which is called Which Way Is West. And it's supposed to be dropping on me and Premier's label. Premier's year round on Booster Stamp. So we're just trying to collaborate and bring back some realness, you know. Him being
Thank
an
you.
Official DJ and an official, you know, he being the club scenes. Premier's, you know, he's out there. I mean, I consider Premier like one of the greats at productions, man, like Dre or whoever. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
So working with Premier is a given. So if he tell you you got some good shit, man, then you got some good shit. So
yeah, that's right. That's right. God bless you, man.
Yeah, and we're looking forward to that.
When I tell you, yo, that to me, I think that's any artist, any hip hop artist. You call yourself a spitter, you need to be making your way over to Premier to work with Premier. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, anybody.
Oh yeah, he's authentic, man. You authentic, if you old school, if you cool, whatever. If you ain't never had a person like Premier on your team, then you fucking yourself, because he's a pioneer when it comes to authentic DJing and being a DJ. You know, that's what DJ Premier stands for. You know, he's authentic. I mean, if you listen to my EP, we taking it back to where even we got scratching on the breaks and all that, man. So, you know, we trying to keep it real old school with it. But it's a new sound for 2013, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I have one more question for you. The feature on Kendrick Lamar's album, how did that come about? I was happy to see that you know, they repped and, you know, got you on this album. So how did that whole
thing happen? Oh, yeah, Tammy got some more. You know, that was good. That was a good look for my little young nigga, you know what I'm saying? Him being from Compton. You know, knowing the direction of his album and where he was trying to take it. So, you know, he knew some people of mine. So, and he reached out to them. They called me up and was like, you know, he want to get you on a project, you know. So, and you know how it be nowadays, you know, people talk, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay, yeah, sure, hit me up, whatever, so.
Yeah.
After about 2 weeks, I got a call from him. I went to the studio. He played me the song, and it was from there, it was over with, you know. And I didn't even stay around and listen to his verse or nothing. I dropped my verse, I got back to my shit, and then next thing you know, he hit me up and said shit was dropping. When I heard it for the first time, I was like, oh yeah, that's gonna fly. So,
yeah.
It was a good look, you know what I'm saying? Thank for him, you know, to reach out to, you know, pay homage to, you know, whatever. You know, everybody know he fucking with Dre, whatever. But to come fuck with a nigga like Eight, when he could have went to Game, or he could have went to Quick, or he could have went to anybody. But seeing what he was trying to do and the focus he was on, he wanted some of that shit, you know, that I'm known for. So it was a good look. I appreciate the look, and it's all day. All day big ups, Compton.
Yeah. Now, hey, we're going to let you go because I know you're busy. But before we let you go, I'm going to ask you three questions that I ask all my guests. But before I even ask you that, I have a real personal quick question to ask you. The cheer. Where'd that come from, man? This shit is classic. Do you know, to this day, even little niggas find themselves saying they don't even know where they getting it from. You know what I'm saying?
That's my shit. I originated that.
Yeah.
I originated that. Where'd it come from? It came from me trying to be different from other niggas back when I started rapping. So I just figured I just wanted to do something different. So niggas back then was a lot. So I just started saying yeah a lot. And you could go all the way back to my first record back to 1989, and you'll hear me saying yeah as soon as I start off rapping. So I would that slang. For anybody who want to say whatever, you know, Jay-Z or whoever, or this Ryan Locke cat or whoever, that came from me.
Yeah, so all all y'all niggas out there trying to flip it up. We out here, we just that and nah, nigga.
Yeah, all that. It all came from one place. It all, and I ain't had no problem with it, you know. It's whatever. It just let me know that niggas is on it. That's all that is. I ain't tripping off a nigga saying he originated it, because I ain't had no problems with nobody ever even trying to say that, because real motherfucking hip hop heads know a niggas who even significant nowhere came from. So it's never been a question.
That's right. All right, all right. Good deal. So look, the three questions I want to ask you that I ask all our guests is your top three MCs of all time, your top three groups of all time, and your top three hip hop groups of all time.
The top three MCs?
Yeah.
Myself. I go with myself. I go with Nas, and I'd go with Pac.
All right.
Groups. I'd go with N.W.A. I'd go with Public Enemy. I'd go with EPMD.
All right. Top three producers all time.
I'd go with Premier. I'd go with Dre.
Yeah.
And that's a hard one.
Yeah.
That's a hard one.
Yeah. A lot of niggas.
Of all time. Dre, Premier, who else I'd say?
So, like, boom, put it like this. Like, let's say you got the budget to get one more nigga for the album. One more nigga you want if you've been wanting to fuck with. One nigga. Who would you come get?
Yeah. Honestly, I'd go holler at Just Blaze.
Okay. No. Yeah. Yeah. I can hear it, too. I can definitely hear it.
I'd go holler at Just Blaze. Definitely.
All right, hey, all right, yo, listen, OG, thank you. Thank you for calling in the Six Man Radio, brother. Not for love, brother. Not for love, man. Word up.
It's all good. Thanks for having me, people. Now, just check out that EP. Keep it hood. It's out now. We banging. Blue Stamp Official.
All day. We got to get into some of them joints now. We're going to get into them now. And, yo, don't hang up, because I want to get a drop
got
on
you
real quick. All right, bro? All right. Six Man Radio, we'll be right back.
Block of wood, ankles broke, cock sucking nigga, this is misery. ignorant. Bullets ricocheting for the Benjamins. Niggas wanna kill a block, I just wanna injure it. Short nigga, long coupe, then I'm looking big in it. Fuck your swag, I got liquor, and I'm swigging it. Long Dutch lock roll, swerving over potholes. Niggas is ground beef, could throw them in the taco. Bato, essay, you don't play games, I get it in like the James. Remembering young Jesse, shit could get messy. Little niggas love me cause they might have missed who, but I always give them an essay. Got microphone, Coco, a shooter. I'm Perico Panero, and your motherfucking niggas is used.
It's like that, y'all. D-Block, yeah, we get cash, y'all. Stay fly, stay fresh with the flash, y'all. No security, front and wheel clap, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all. D-Block, yeah, we get cash, y'all. Stay fly, stay fresh with the flash, y'all. No security, front and wheel clap, y'all. It's like that, y'all. It's like that, y'all.
Don Mega, Montega. My white boys at the bars on Jaeger. One kiss on your cheek, you're gone later. One tongue kiss, your girl is on Jada. Purple haze, sour diesel, all flavors. Jackson, Grant, Benji, we all neighbors. Smith and Weston, Ruger for y'all haters. We wasn't always like this, y'all made us. Phantom, Silverback, and Al-Qaeda. We be in the VIP and y'all waiters. Loyalty is all we know and y'all traitors. Jail or death's the only thing could separate us. You know me, move weight OT. Spent a little less than BMF with Jake OB. Made a good move with the homie HOV. But you know it's LOX for LIFE.
It's like that, y'all.
What up, y'all? This is Dub C. That's right. Y'all know who I am. That nigga to be getting this motherfucking Seawalk on, skipping across the world. And I'm posted up right now. Six Man Radio. Adult Contemporary Radio. F3 and yeah, home of that real shit. Can't fuck with it. Bang, bang, yeah.
This is worldwide.
Oh,
I'll take that
LP Rock. Imagine that shit, man. That'd be something, right? This shit was mine. Man, listen. This is crazy. Check on cash, nigga.
This world was
mine. I would press rewind. Go back to 97, March 9. Sitting in that car behind Diddy, chilling with Biggie. Pizzy on the 9 milli. Music so loud, had to holler. Who that cat up in the black Impala? Nada, no one responded. See, niggas was high. Vibing off for more money, more problems. Money looking like his name is Muhammad, but something about him was wrong. Had me thinking about Malcolm at the Audubon.
Yo, check this out. It's the Soul Brother number one, Pete Rock, man. And you're checking out Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop music. You know what I mean? Soul Brother number one.
This is worldwide.
Oh,
I'll take that
Pete Rock.
All that I
want. Imagine that shit, man.
So good to me.
That'd be something, right?
This, worldwide.
This shit was mine.
I'll
Cash, nigga.
This world was
mine. I would press rewind. Go back to 97, March 9. Sitting in that car behind Diddy, chilling with Biggie. Pizzy on the 9 milli. Music so loud, had to holler. Who that cat up in the black Impala? Nada, no one responded. See, niggas was high. Vibing off for more money, more problems. Money looking like his name is Muhammad, but something about him was wrong. Had me thinking about Malcolm at the Audubon. Sean John blew the light. Fairfax and Wilshire, eyes glued to this dude on my right. Oh shit, bigged up. I seen this faggot reaching in his jacket, but I was quicker than a rabbit having relations. My ratchet touched him on the side of his cabbage. You see the coleslaw all over the dashboard. Big was like, damn dog, what you do that for? Never mind, let's just get you back to New York.
G-Unit, Rada Gang, and I'm sitting here with my boy Bad C and my girl Nate D from Six Man Radio, home of the adult contemporary hip-hop and that grown and sexy R&B that you love, nigga.
I wonder about
right now. I brought my whole alliance and we all Bronx fans. Took up off the Cisco with the figure of a Lynx. Counting on the moolah and the Diamante Sphinx. Dragging on the Reapers got my soul high for weeks. I think I see five, put the light under the seats. We living like a dynasty with custom made juice. What she flavors since me, I need to get loose.
Boxing into the low underworld. Pentagon walls and naked titties under sniper's moon. The house of bamboo with China's love, acupuncture. When RJ try to first connection is a satin prince. My Sharia more meditate, step in seventh heaven. On cloud nine, contact Minnesota vet. Let him dream of the sad city. When the Duano's moon shine as fine as Hollywood. How we do, how we do.
Yeah, coast with me in the vicar, bubbling. Six figures on ice, bubbling. AJ type business, bubbling. Diamond Crook franchise, bubbling. Coast with me in the vicar, bubbling. Six figures on ice, bubbling. AJ type business, bubbling. Diamond Crook franchise, bubbling.
I'm a pretty diva, connect with the Sheba baby Jane. The snatch golden fleece, say la vie. Midnight sun, melon ice, grills, the face, Mr. Frost. They coast with the slaves of New York.
Stephanie connection, consistent clutch extension. Can I even blaze air? Undersea tension, cut close with toast. Cherish pearl tongues, Arabian nights, designing dreams for the
cow with the satin struthers. And the 8 days Hollywood on my satin dog. They whisper Dr. Feel Good in my seduction palace. On king size, Ethan Allen, come and meditate inside my nutcracker suite.
First notice, black lotus, lotus with friction. Currency exchange, multiple digital fiction. Remote control corners, digest the sugar. Praise be the lower for the love we gon' live. Coast with me in the vicar, bubbling. Six figures on ice, bubbling. AJ type in it, bubbling. Find a crook franchise, bubbling. Coast with me in the vicar, bubbling. Six figures on ice, bubbling. AJ type in it, bubbling. Diamond crook.
Six man.
As they turn the party out. I'm about to wreck your body as they turn the party out. I'm about to wreck your body as they turn the party out. I'm about to wreck your body as they turn the party out. I'm about to wreck your body as they turn the party out. I'm about to wreck your body as they turn the party out. I'm about to wreck your body as they turn the party out. I'm about to wreck your body as they turn the party out. I'm about to wreck your body as they turn the party out.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is your boy Special Ed, the youngest in charge, and we got it made. Y'all mean? And right now, y'all tuning to Six Man Radio, your place for adult contemporary hip hop.
Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go.
The rhythmic variation. Waking in the morning, I still represent the nation. When I seek a nation, please don't make the deviation. Rebels of the party who create the just sensation. Mind is a pit of different information. Microphone is on, so I call communication. Vogel at the party, then you got the vogelation. Capitate the full show as if my name is Jason. Making all the fellas at the party lose composure. Hook up the beat with the mic and it's over. Drive to a question, you on the run for whatever. Try the tribulations that we have to endeavor. Brothers on my feeler with the letter to the better. If you see your shorty that you like, then your sweater. Silly with the microphone, in other words, I'm loco. 6'0" with my high complexion cocoa. Representing over mic, it seems to be my daily. I could do a split and turn around like Evan Neely. But when it comes to days like this, I got lyrics to go. Lyrics to go.
I know it's been 2 years, but see, the job was never falling. Would've tried for singing, but that stuff was not my calling. The mic is in effect, so you know I'm never stalling. Walking through the door and all them suckers started hauling. Talk a lot of trash, but no one could seem to beat it. Pull out your microphone and watch the fight for make you eat it. The MCs, they get jelly when the girlies hit my belly. Kick a slow dance like my brother R. Kelly. Today's a hip-hop draft, will I be top seeded? Work too freaking hard while all the rest were getting weeded. Steady kicking down so I could reach that other level. Don't worry about getting gas, I push the pedal to the metal. Always wanted this, cause it surely beats the scramble. I'm Jordan with the mic, wanna gamble? This I dedicate to all the honeys that be bubbling. Cause at the end of the night, you know Malik will have his Trojan. But when it comes to nights like this, I got lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go. Lyrics to go.
I'll have you weaker than knees that you
like a Harlem speaker. We could do like Uncle Ella swinging F in my G. Keep it on the down, yo, we keep it discreet. See, I'm not the type of kid to have my biz in the street.
If my mom don't approve, then I'll just be low. Let me take the little man from inside the boat. Let me hit it from the back, girl, I won't catch a hernia. Bust off on your couch, now you got demon furniture.
I'm with this.
Hey yo, kicking wicked rhymes like a fortune teller. Had a dog by the name of Old Yella. Old Yella had a fiendish plot, deemed in dreams for me to make a knot. Ever since then, booty clock me like Big Ben. As I go on and kick more, got more songs in a record store. Some is sniffing and some is buffing. Some is ripping, some ain't saying nothing. But my pockets, I am stuffing. Huff and puff and blow the house down. Nightless move is in your town. I own a sailboat, and this I crow. Collect federal notes from songs I wrote. Not a shot of a ran, and I'm not the Pope. But my name is on the walk of fame like Bob Hope. Baby doll, but the kids don't forget that I'm a trooper and your true fed. I'm Mr. Smurf and your Smurf fed. Ah, take you to the hotel. You take me to the motel. Like a rocket ship, I will excel. When you do a crime, you go to jail. Pay the bell, then I hop the bell. Bounty hunter is on your tail. Mission to bring you back to jail. Pump a little weight so I'm not frail. Baby doll, you know what I'm saying?
We share this. I'm at the top of the pile. My long rhymes span infinite miles, cause I'm building a new rap level. Through bass and treble, I will abolish the devil. I must prevail. Smooth beat, too fresh to be stale. I say death beyond 2000, and my spirit will keep arousing all new jack boys and girls. And I never had Jerry curls.
Six Man
Radio.
Yeah, I like the way this feel. This makes me want to just fuck up.
Niggas, you sit on me, I sit on you. You put a hit on me, I put a hit on you. I for a eye, nigga. Five shots to die, nigga.
You don't break it, can't hold me. Perfect, the one and only. Not your buddy, not your pal, not your homie. Government around to control me. Oh no,
I'm on that Jovi style shit, man. I don't love a hoe. Papa wasn't round, so I had to let my brother know. Never stay in center, play the back and let your money grow. Most of them niggas wouldn't be around if you was bummy, yo. Southside Jamaica neighbor, yeah, that's where I come from. If you see a nigga with me, then there's more than one gun. Fire straight soldier, ain't the tired of being a dumb one. Oh, you're satisfied being another nigga's done. We all know friendships turn sour when you're getting it. Some niggas hate me in the hood, but I don't know. Them niggas shit smiling all up in my face like I don't know them niggas sick, but I can kill less. I'm on the island and I'm getting
nigga,
late.
You shit on me, I shit on you. You put a hit on me, I put a hit on you. I for a eye, nigga. Survive the shot to die, nigga.
What up, y'all? This is Dub C. That's right. Y'all know who I am. That nigga to be getting this motherfucking seawalk on, skipping across the world. And I'm posted up right now, Six Man Radio, adult contemporary radio. That's real, and yeah, home of that real shit. Can't fuck with it.
Bang,
yeah.
Every hood's the same. Every hood's the same.
Come on.
They give us guns and drugs. Then wonder why in the fuck we thugs. They wanna count the slugs, then come around here and fuck with us, you know. They give us guns and drugs, then wonder why in the fuck we thugs. They wanna count the slugs, then come around here and fuck with us.
I'm from the land
of the gangbang. Since I was little, ain't a goddamn thing changed. It's the same old same. Bush run shit like Saddam Hussein. I cock and aim, clinically insane. To deal with this bullshit day to day. If I sell some gay or smoke some hay, you bitches wanna throw me up in Pelican's Bay. Call me an animal up in the system. But who's the animal that built this prison? Who's the animal invented lower living? The project. Thank God for Russell Simmons. Thank God for Sugar Hill. I'm putting a different kind of steel up to my grill. Y'all know what it is. Scared for your own kids. How these little niggas taking over showbiz?
They give us guns and drugs. They want to ride here and fuck with us. They want to count the slugs. They come around here and fuck with us. They give us guns and drugs. They want to ride here and fuck with us. They want to count the slugs. They come around here and fuck with us.
It's boys in the hood, it's boys in the hood. Y'all wanna know why it's noise in the hood? Cause it's drugs in the hood, thugs in the hood. Nigga killed the Crip and the blood in the hood.
For real.
Cause when niggas get tribal, it's all about survival, nobody liable. I got caught by 5-0. Grandmama came to court with her Bible.
Number one, Pete Rock, man, and you're checking out Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop music. You know what I mean? Soul Brother Number One.
Big G, nigga, what? Trap Master, Trap Master, 50 Cent, nigga. How you gonna take this like a man or a bitch? You gonna get it on, nigga, or you gonna snitch? I represent niggas in the hood getting rich. Man, I stack chips and I unload clips. After 3 summers in the jail, I thought life was hard. Some niggas start fighting, some niggas found God. You know me, start selling leak in the yard. Yo, I ran into niggas who used to have hummus. Big as hell in the jump, wearing 86 numbers. Damn, dog, you been in here that long? You could think that, to say that, and your ass is dead wrong. The combo was only 3 words. Yo, what up? What up? You ain't gotta work out to leave this bitch cut up. Let a nigga find out you on some going home shit. You trying to bounce without paying a loan, shit. Some niggas beat cases on the strip for their cream. After witnesses disappear on the strip for their team, I'm hard as hell to get along with. So it never fails. The nigga I got beef would end up in the same jail. We had an L roll the Bible paper, blowing a lot. I sent him a little kite just to be blowing his high. And when I shot you in New York, why would I box you now? I catch you going in the sick car, I'ma ox you down. Niggas you think is real, really can't hold their own. I have them off the EP shit, trying to phone home. Here, gym stars like a 9 milli chrome. It's similar, in fact, they'll both split your dome. Stars and souvenirs, niggas always take them home.
Yeah, it's me again. So check it out. Ladies, not gentlemen, drop your drawers, cop a seat. Now let's get into this. Yeah.
Easily, I'm approaching. There's no joking. When the pussy holes are open, ready to fuck until my dick is raw.
Peter, the pussy eater.
No, it's the eater.
Yeah, it's me again. So check it out. Ladies, not gentlemen, drop your drawers, cop a seat. Now let's get into this. Yeah.
Easily I'm approaching. There's no joking. When the pussy holes are open, ready to fuck until my dick is raw. Yo, the motherfucking devil's son-in-law.
Peter, Peter, the pussy eater.
No, it's a eat, the motherfucking pussy beater. And I'm the quicker picker up, a quicker pick up a bitch. So come here, bitch, and lick up the lick up the lick up the dick. Now how many nuts would it take for me to let that bitch graduate to lesson three? Let's see.
Psycho Less, world famous B-Nuts, and I'm on the Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop. That's how it's going down. All right, watch out now, B-Nuts.
Yeah, what up? Welcome to Flight Black Moon. We about to take you on a journey. Yeah, weather's looking mad fine, everything's looking smooth. I'm your Captain Buckshot. My co-pilot is DJ Evil D. We have FWLE on deck. We're about to take you about 31,000 feet into the air. We'll be cruising at a smooth altitude, so buckle up. Enjoy your flight. Till the week, what we do, welcome down, world life. Each and every individual in sight. Let my man Jewel peep this out for your card. Then I can converse and take a look at the card.
Yo, go ahead, the brothers with the verse real quick. Show them how you represent the boot camp.
You know what they say about brothers who school face. Upstate, yeah, they be getting lazy. World life, I ain't gon' bull. Ask my man Buff on the streets. He was tough, locked up, he was free stuff. Kid is hot, word to Mardu. Get the loop,
shot that I bang with, hang with, gang hanger with the double-edged banger. Full camp clips breaking your lord. If you're fake, we go boss a cat. Matter of fact, break your jaws. I'ma bring it through your chest like wind. Then to fill your lungs up with all the bull you have within. But I'ma put it back to parlay. Took the week in Bucktown, all we do every day is
buckle down,
buckle down, buckle down, buckle down.
Man,
I ain't never done it myself. I mean, I never had a reason to. But when they killed my cousin, I knew I was gonna kill them.
Hey, man, so you like my little tape, don't you?
Yeah, that shit was cool, nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
But that's a problem. You should have came to the wax point. You could have did it much better.
Oh, shit, nigga. It's all about Oak Dog, nigga. I'm larger than that nigga Steven Seagal. I'm gonna be a big ass movie star. That shit. Look, nigga, I told you to stop sewing the fucking tape. And why you keep on bitching about my tape, man? God damn, ain't shit gonna happen. Alright? Alright? Damn. And we just gonna find these little marks and smoke them. Shit ain't that hard. As long as there ain't no crowd. Look, I'm not killing no kids or no old folks, alright? Hey, man, who the fuck call me old out there at 12 o'clock at night, man? Shit, nigga, I smoke anybody, nigga. I just don't give a fuck. Shit, I'm gonna hit this shit, nigga. Look, all right, not me, all right? I'm not killing no kids. And you know what, nigga? You acting like a little bitch right now. You acting real paranoid and shit. Now these motherfuckers smoked your goddamn cousin in front of you, nigga. Blew his head off in front of your face, and you ain't gonna do shit? You acting like a little bitch right now, nigga. Man, fuck that. I ain't letting that shit ride. We gonna go ahead and smoke all these motherfuckers. I don't care who the fuck out there. God damn it. Is you down, nigga?
Man, both of y'all shut the fuck up. Both of y'all acting like some motherfucking bitch shit. Here to kill these punk-ass niggas' cap. My motherfucking joint, nigga.
Wake your punk ass up. The MCA's back in the motherfucking house. Kicking a straight gangster shit for the 9-1, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Growing up in the hood, yeah, boy, 1984 was the year my peers didn't know what was in store. A little hard hit kick came of age, time to pay my dues, learn the tricks of the trade. And at home, it's the same ass story. Moms treat me like she don't even know me, but my younger brothers got much clout. I can't take this shit, so I bone the hell out and run with the pack of wicked motherfuckers. No shorts are taken, we down black. Brothers, a little nigga with no problems at all. Fucked up and killed my first 8-ball. Quick off the steps, a little sucker, stop looking. Stagger to the house so I can collect my whoopin'. But watch out for the little niggas up to no good. Growing up in the hood.
So will I escape? Sometimes I wonder, but it just seems that the hood just took me under. Only sweat my tip and keep harassing, trying to lock me up cause I keep on blasting. Community trying to shut me out, but the money keeps flowing and I got much clout with the cluckers. The front and back street punk suckers trying to break me out, fool. You be a show motherfucker, always strapping, eager to fill a cap. I set up a trap, put you quick to a nap, cause I grew up fast on the wrong side of the law. So I can take two to your jaw. Don't enter my hood, homeboy. Not a Robocop or RoboGangster ready to destroy. I take chances, this life to be ain't no good. Growing up in the hood.
Yeah, Six Man Radio, the home of adult contemporary hip hop, that grown and sexy, sexy R&B that you love, nigga. It's your boy Bad C, aka Nicholas K, along with my lovely co-host Nadine Michelle. What up, Nate?
Yeah, that's me. I'm just chilling, C, man. That was a dope interview with MC8, and man, wait, Before I say salute MC8, yo, salute to you, C. You just went in with the scene from the movie, boy.
Yeah, man.
Hey, what's going on over here, fam?
Six Man Radio, baby. Six Man Radio. We here every week, yo. 7:30, 8:30. I'm better to say 8:30. 7:30, 9:30, nigga. You know what I'm saying? We here. We here every week, man. Next week, you know, we were supposed to have Tahiri, but her people is stunting. Her people are supposed to be my people, but they stunting. So, but hold up. You know what I'm saying? We still going after her. So, you know what I'm saying? We going to get it in the back. But next week, we got Psycho Les from the Beatnuts in the building. Jesus.
Ooh. Wow.
You don't want to tune into that one. So,
definitely,
you know, that's
definitely
on deck. That's next week on Six Man Radio.
Mm-mm. We are just getting it in here, playing the music that you love to hear. Adults only, of course, because we're home of adult contemporary hip-hop.
Yeah.
R&B. But, you know, we're just getting it in every Saturday. Wow, man. That interview was dope. And MCA, you know, just like that Menace to Society just brings you back to that whole era and that whole feel and the time. And the music is special, you know?
Mm-hmm.
The music was crazy dope. That soundtrack for Menace to Society was no joke.
Yeah.
That was in the days where soundtracks were, you was going to get a soundtrack.
Yeah, absolutely.
You was going to Tower Records.
Absolutely.
For those of you who went to a record store.
And Beach Street and what was it doing? Fat Beats, you know what I'm saying? Rest in peace, y'all.
Exactly.
Rest in peace for those establishments, because, you know, it's real big to us back in those days, man. Let me look off for you. Word up. Sorry.
Hard to understand it.
I had to go there. I'm sorry, but, you know. Shout out to MC8, though. You know, real cool brother. Real cool laid back. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him, yo. Yeah. You know what I mean? And I'm looking forward to that album he got with DJ Premier coming.
That's going to be crazy.
To that.
That's
going
to be crazy. I can't wait to cop that and listen to that. And
Word
yeah, really humble and cool brother. You know, he knows what he wants and out of life and stuff. He's really laid back. I'm so glad that we got to talk to him, you know?
Yeah, word up.
Really
and
cool.
Yo, man, shout out to all the listeners, man, that be holding us down, that fuck with us every week, man. Shout out to y'all. And yo, May, who you got tomorrow on Bodega Fresh, though?
Oh, man, tomorrow I got, you know, first of all, I'm coming on a little early. I'm going to come on at 4 o'clock because
it
is Super Bowl Sunday. I don't want to mess with nobody's Super Bowl. I ain't trying to pose on your time. But at 4 o'clock, I'm going to come on. And I have one of the indie artists, the lead on the hip-hop scene. This guy, he's signed to Duck Down. Shout out to all the Duck Down squad. It's Tor Ray from Coney Island. Chop it up with me tomorrow. Yeah.
Brooklyn.
Tor Ray's doing big things. Yes.
Yeah,
Brooklyn,
yeah.
Indeed. We're going to talk about Off the Record, which is his web series. So it's going to be dope. Tune in tomorrow, 4 o'clock. We'll take a fresh.
Yeah, man. Yo, man, that's how we do over here at Six Man Radio. Yo, we giving it to you all angles, baby.
Yeah, man.
You know
what
I'm saying? All angles. Yo, we're going to get up out of here, though. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get up out of here. Make sure y'all tune in next week. Psycho Les from the Beatnuts. Beatnuts was one of my favorites. Yo, I don't even want to get everybody's my favorite. I love hip hop, you know what I mean?
In general, so many, it's just so many to choose from to say one is your absolute favorite, but we are really blessed, man. We've been talking to some big names.
Yeah, man. And shout
sometimes
out,
I look back, I'm like, oh my God.
Work it up. What was the biggest one for you?
Oh, man, you know, every time I talk to somebody, I feel like it's the biggest one. But I think when we spoke to DMC, that really meant a lot to me.
I was going to say the same thing.
Meant so much to me.
We might have to bring
his
interview back. Let's bring his interview back,
man. I definitely think we should reload that because, man, that was, like, really big to me. That's when I felt like, wow, I'm so glad I'm doing this show. You know?
Yeah.
Right? And that was a while ago, you know? So,
yeah, it was.
You got to bring that back. So, what about you? You going to say the same thing, right?
Yeah, I think it's the same thing. It's definitely the same thing. We've had a lot of really, really good, you know what I mean? You know what? That'll be the homework. That'll be the homework. Matter of fact, on our 100th episode,
all
right, that's when we got to look back. Right now as well, because I counted. We like, you would think it's mad of them, but I think this is like the 48th episode, Nick.
That's crazy. So it's only been like 48 weeks.
Yeah, like it feel like way more, right?
I know.
Crazy.
It's crazy. Yeah, so, wow. All right, well, that's dope. Yeah, because we're going to be coming up on our one-year anniversary soon.
Yeah.
You know?
Coming real soon in March. So make sure y'all stick around, find out what we're doing for that. But, man, let's get up out of here, yo.
Definitely.
Get up out of here.
I check you guys out tomorrow. And then me and Seed next week, Saturday.
Cycle Left is in the building next week. What up? You know what, Nay? Let's get up out of here, yo. Let's go really, really, let's go old school. Let's do this. Oh, man.
What you gonna play? Oh, I can't wait.
Cause you see, your peep-hop been doing them this week, right? Your peep-hop been doing them, right? I don't even think they peeping how.
Black Barnaby Jones.
I'm doing the Black Barnaby Jones. Make them taxes.
Yeah.
Wait, yeah. Hold on, they got jokes, but wait,
no.
We ain't even got that much time, though, but they got jokes. They, I ain't forget about you, Nick. They got jokes on social networks.
That's fire.
Yep.
Ladies, y'all know what I'm talking about.
All right, yo. We up out of here, yo. Sick Man Radio. We'll see y'all next week. Cycle Less in the building. Make sure y'all check out me tomorrow on Bodega Fresh. Torre is in the building.
Six Man
Radio. I don't care who's first or who last, but I know that y'all just better rock this at the drop of a dime, baby. I don't know what y'all gonna do with this, but it got to be funky. It got to be funky if you're gonna be on it. I don't care who start, I don't care what y'all do, but you got to be finished before the music is through. Tried to do what I did, just the way I came off then, I'm gonna come off, stronger and longer, even with the drum off, I'll keep on going and flowing just like a river, I got a whole lot to give, so I'm a giver, little at a time, new trails are blazing, action is in effect, and always saving, yeah, just like a shot from a cannon, I am the man in charge, and I've been planning, a jam strong enough that it can lift your soul, I'm the originator, and my rhymes are made of gold, once you hear the capital A, rap it'll stay with you for a while. It won't go away unless you force it, because it stays with you, my friend. And if you force it away, I'ma hit you again. I project my voice so it's right in the crowd. There's a sign at the door, no biting allowed. And if you didn't read it, I suggest you do so, or you'll be stranded just like Caruso. Sleep if you wanna, go ahead, get some shut eye. A man broke his jaw trying to say what I say on the microphone. He should've left it alone, just for the record, let it be known that my ego's only partially grown. And never would I ever condone fighting in any form. Yo, I'm only warm. That verse was the calm. Now here's the storm. Next up, yo, I believe that's me. Craig G, light up the mic for the symphony. The gym is dedicated to all unoptimistics that thought I wasn't coming out with some twisted rhymes. But that's alright, cause now I'm back to kill all the rumors and straighten the facts to me. Not rocking rhymes like I always used to, but you jumped on the tip when you heard me in the Juice Crew. You said, ain't that something? Looks like I heard you in that jam and it's pumping. I apologize.
bad for me and my grandma. That's how I'm living. On surprise mode. Don't even sleep. Try not to keep your eyes closed. Cause if you do, when you awaken, this so-called spot will be taken. I'll take it over like a greedy executive. Cause on the mic, my perspective is to be the best in all rap events. And since I have a car, I call experience. Next up,
yo, I believe that's me.
Cool G-Rap, light up the mic for the symphony. Yo, Marley gives a slice. I get nice in my voice. It's twice as horrifying as this advice. Go deep to your fell in a cell of a sweet. And while I'm counting the money, you count sheep. With G-Rap strikes the mic, I recite the type, the height that you like to make the people unite. I rip off hips and zip off lips. Step on reps. You flip, I want to sip on my tip. Take a deep breath because you don't have enough left. Coming back like I'm avenging my brother's death. Make Confederates run for medicine. Cause I put out more light in a fight the car and medicine. Rip the damn cage like I'm on a rampage. So if you want rage, I'ma make front page. Read the headlines, suckers, the day's the deadline. Your head is way past bedtime. Can't kill them, solo, cause you're still on. Soft like a pillow, my rap's rougher than Brillo. So dare me, don't dare, dare me. And don't compare me to him when you hear me. Talk about a battle, but you ain't yet.
Picking on the four-leaf clover. As I save my check, EPMD's in effect, snapping necks and cashing large checks. As I flex and wreck, so he was next.
Shazam, let me tell you who I am. The E-R-I-C-K-S-E-R-M-O-N. Call me a Rummer Jack or a Midland Warrior. Doing damage through the world with the Hurricane Glory. I'm serious. You can say I'm furious. You're saying it in your mind. Who is it? Because you're curious. A real rap style. I heard about the usual, your body get damaged, so my brother stay neutral.
While I'm making it taking, if you shaking and flaking, preheat my oven to 300 degrees and start baking. It seems like potatoes, beef chicken like Kato, getting philosophical like the Greek man Plato.
Who?
The Greek man Plato.
Who?
The Greek man Plato, but I'm the AKA to flow, bro. As you all would know, I do a show. Pick up the dough and hoe. Break to the limo, money in the pockets, I'll be hands on the ammo. Crack the old gold as we roll and stroll. Don't play bold, sucker, cause you was told. The spot in the box in 88 was sold. So quit the singing, come swinging, cause it's the beat that I'm bringing. Trying to whack you BMD, you be Eugene on the heavy narcotic. Such a speed of crack, because your rhyme's mediocre, but your tracks are whack. Not fiction, but fact, black. Believe that, and put away your demo, cause the brother's back and get the bow back.
Dude.
what? The main feature, and I'm a preacher, like a rhyming head preacher. Lurking more up in the dark unknown part. The brother well prepared is the brother who will start. And that's me, I keep
six men.
Whatever for us to stand, cause that happens to be the nature of man. Sexuality, it is the format, baby. Ain't no ifs, no buts, no ands, or maybe. But I praise the Lord of the world that's unseen. Respect me for that and let me do my thing. I said, respect me for that and let me do my thing.
He crack cocaine. B-Mac is back. Chat, what's on track?
I got the habit. Time to my B-boy beans and my SP check. Gang, don't wanna dance. I got the habit. Never get my blicky with a bean that keep me in good health and skinny.
Gang, 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 bang. Let my middle finger hang. Ain't nothing changed. My name P. Crack Cocaine. B-Dash, I said that. My urine ain't clean. No one to blame but PD and a nigga. I mean, crack, come to the club and do the thing. You ain't got that. I'm in the crib. It's in my brain.
Stop my brain.
That's another thing. My body is before stress. I went back on the whole click.
What's the reason for that? I need that. That Philly boy clap. Hit you niggas in your back. Took the rust in your hat. Stay strapped with the Mac. With the 32 tall stack. The aim all that. When I flame, you get all that. B-boy Mac. Fuck with cracks and star caps.
It's a gang gang.
Bang bang. That's y'all fall back.
I got the habit.
Shout out to my boy PC and the SP Tank Gang. Doing they damn thing.
I got the habit.
Can't forget the ring, ring. That keep me in good health and kill you, you hear me?
Gang gang. Blicky with the bang. Click and spit it. Ring, ring. Ricky, Ricky, get his biggie bang. Sitchin' on the gang. Mitty gitty for a chain. Instantly give him a chitty bang. City man and clean. No name, no blame. Max and no aim. No low rain. No put your body in pain. No pain, no gain. Fall blow your brain. Go break me after the show. You know, of course, I got to have my
dad. Meeny, miny, mo. Let him go. With the law.
Ha ha. Put it back. I got it. What's up? What's up?
Yeah. Yeah.
Meeny, miny, moe, 38, 44, 50 cal shotgun, I tear up your block.
Meeny, miny, miny, moe,
catch your piggy by the toe, click, click, bam.
We still scream, fuck the police.
Meeny, miny, moe,
he may holler, let him go, but nigga, if you let him go, you get hung by the law.
Meeny, miny, miny, moe,
meeny, miny, miny, moe, nigga, you can steal,
yeah.
Let me kill.
Hey, yo, one liquor office, I want to earn stripes. Two liquor pigs, I lick shots, and I'm
wow.
And the photo that was pointed out by one of your bitches that pushed up Mr. Chow in the back doing dishes that was upset with seeing all them niggas getting money. Coming inside the spot, keeping white hoes running. Passing all that paper 30 deep up in the spot. And that's why I asked somebody to bomb a clock. But we ain't waiting for the boss man to come and no care. Cause the crew that you deal with,
yeah.
Worried and not saying they're
miny, moe,
38, 44, yeah. 50 cal shotgun, I tear up your block.
Meeny, meeny, miny, moe,
get your piggy by the toe, click, click,
yeah.
Sit down.
Meeny, meeny, miny, moe,
he may holler, let him go, but nigga, if you let him go, you get hung by the law.
Meeny, meeny, miny, moe, meeny, meeny, miny, moe, let me choose.
Hey, yo, you took one of ours, now we even in the score, we ain't playing that civil rights thing no more. No humming, holding hands, we arming up for action, the revolution is televised like Mike Jackson. No more shooting niggas for the one time, no more blasting us after you're still blind. No more selling coke to me, and when I distribute to you, I get my rights red pig. Fuck you with a broomstick, cool this big dinky head. That just only mean you get spit on by our kids. In the area, cause none of us respect your gains, and we already know what goes on.
What it be's like, everything is gravy and Grey Goose. This is your homegirl, Sarah Connor, tuning in to Six Man Radio for adult contemporary hip-hop and R&B. It's the home. Tune in.
You are now listening to Six Man Radio.
Every hip hop
and R&B.
Six Man
Radio.